FM 90.3 WJTL, Jasmine Murray's No Other Love, Mariah Peters, Brave, and Chris Rice. Life means so much. Good morning, Fred and Lisa with you, 719.
Today, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, maybe even some snow showers, windy and 48, clear and cold tonight and windy, low 34, sunny and upper 50s for the high Wednesday. 37 in York, 38 in Lancaster, 39 right now in Harrisburg.
This morning, our very special guest, Daniel Shiesta. He's the president of Exodus from Darkness Ministries. Good morning to you, Daniel.
Good morning to you.
So wonderful to get to know you and get to meet you a little bit. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
It's a pleasure for me to be here. Thank you for having me.
Now, you are from Iran.
Yes.
And I'd love to hear your testimony about how you came from Iran, how you came from Islam to know Christ. Can you share that with us?
Yes, indeed. I was born in a Muslim family, come from the northern part of Iran. My father had two wives and 12 children. They were all living together. And I was the one from childhood encouraged to learn Islamic values and rituals and memorize the Quran. So I got strong in that. And from the age of 9, I became a famous boy. And people called me to their different religion ceremonies for me to perform, you know, Islamic rituals and also recite the Quran for them. So from childhood, I learned that Islam should be the only dominant religion in the world and Muslims need to fight and wipe out all other religions and Islam become universal religion. Then I entered university. In the university, I became a very radical Muslim and joined the other radical Muslim groups in the university and fought against the king of Iran, the Shah of Iran, and we aimed at the life of Shah and Shah escape, and we captured the country under the leadership of Ayatollah Khomeini and captured the, you know, wanted to rule the country by Islamic law. So because I was one of the famous boys, I was actually one of the three first time invited to start the revolutionary army in Iran. It is called Hezbollah, that's his nickname. That Hezbollah actually started the Hezbollah in Lebanon. And the goal was for Hezbollah to destroy all Christian values, Jewish values in the world, and to take Islam to the end of the world, and also capture Israel. And so that was going on. Then later on, I became an opposition to the Ayatollah because he had promised a lot of things he didn't do. And so we became opposition. Opposition in Islam, unfortunately, you know, it's equal to death so many times. So I got a death sentence, and I was actually taken to prison and waiting in a death row, but I was able to escape by the help of some of the friends to Turkey. In Turkey, you know, I started, Turkish is my mother language too, so I learned a little bit, you know, I worked a little bit more and learned the language well and entered university to do my doctorate. The major of my doctorate was about philosophies, cultures, and religions. There I was amazed by Christian values. For 30 years I was taught that Islam was the perfect religion, Christianity nothing, but I am now amazed that Christianity is amazing in everything, from leadership, social values, you know, ethics, and everything, you know. I was amazed, really. Of course, that didn't make me a Christian, but God, with his sovereign power and grace, he was working in my life. Later on, I found myself in a church, and then I heard about spirituality, too. There I heard their message about God. They were saying that God in the Bible is the personal God. I never knew that because gods in all other religions are impersonal. In other words, they cannot have personal relationship with you. But these people in the church were saying that, no, we are in relationship with God. God is personal. Personal God only can create personal beings. Well, philosophically, that was so delicious, so yummy.
Wow, wow.
So that drew my attention.
Yeah.
And I became interested in reading the book. And later on, I had a dream. And that dream, I came the following Sunday, I heard that from the pulpit. That amazed me, that dream. And my you know, their messages, my study in the university all encouraged me to read the, you know, their Bible. I read the gospel actually first, and I was amazed. And after two times reading the gospel, I gave my heart to Jesus.
Amen.
And after that, my wife and children joined me, and they found me amazing changes, and they got changed too.
Wow, what a testimony.
And so then after that, I became interested really very much in Christ and talked to people. I said, I saw that my comparative talk, my apologetic, was really affecting Muslims. In 1.5 years, I led 72 Muslims to Christ. I said, I need to make this, this ministry universal.
Yes.
And so I started my ministry first in Sydney, Australia, Exodus from Darkness. And then in 2007, my wife and I moved here to America to start our branch, another branch here. And I, you know, spoke for 3 years in a TV to Muslim people, led thousands of Muslims to the Lord. And that's
amazing.
This is what I do. I travel worldwide. I prepare DVDs and audios and books. And also I travel all Western countries, speaking conferences, churches, you know, forums. Sometimes I speak to prime ministers, politicians, because Western people really need to know the beauty of Christ's values. They do not know. All other cultures were bankrupt. That's why people from all over the world want to come to the West. But many Western people do not know how beautiful the values of Christ are.
We're talking with Daniel Shiesta, the president of Exodus from Darkness Ministries. Daniel, you're traveling all over the world. You're making videos in your basement that are going all over the world. How can folks get more information about your ministry and support and pray for what you're doing?
They can go to my website, exodusfromdarkness.org. They can call me, 719-271-5227. Or they can email to me, 7spirits@gmail.com. And I can talk to them. I can go to their churches, and we can describe to them what we are doing. We are doing amazing things, really. This is the only way to help Muslim world starting loving people instead of, you know, hating other people.
Visit Daniel online, exodusfromdarkness.org. Find out what he's doing, how he's reaching Muslims throughout the entire world, and support what he is doing, exodusfromdarkness.org. We'll talk more with Daniel coming up in just a bit. Back to the music, we go with Matt Carney. This is Face to Face on WJTL. Good morning.